Hello, friends. This is Bill Miller, pastor of Redeemer Covenant Church in Liverpool, New York, and I'm your pastor for the day. Charlie Kirk's assassination and several other high-profile murders has pushed me to pray for our country. God predicted much of our current turmoil in Scripture. He also gave us our response. In a world that seems increasingly filled with violence, division, and turmoil, it is easy to become discouraged and to feel helpless. News reports, social media, and our daily lives are often dominated by stories of conflict, hatred, and unrest. Our country and our neighbors desperately need peace. Hate has replaced kindness. Rage is the emotion of the day. Violence is the next logical step to this hate and rage. But, as followers of Christ, we are called to something radically different. In the midst of a chaotic world, we are called to be peacemakers. We are called to reflect the peace of Christ in our lives and to work toward peace in every corner of our society. Right now, I want to encourage you to embrace this calling, to be peacemakers in a world that desperately needs peace, because the Bible calls for peace. The Bible is clear. God is a God of peace, and as His people, we are to pursue peace with all people. Matthew 5:9 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God." This is one of the most beautiful beatitudes of Jesus. It promises that peacemakers are not only blessed, but are recognized as children of God. When we live as peacemakers, we reflect the very nature of God Himself. To be a peacemaker is to align ourselves with God's heart, His will, and His character. Romans 12:18 says, "If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone." Paul reminds us that while we may not always be able to control the actions of others, we are responsible for our own response. The choice to pursue peace lies in our hands. We may not always be able to change the hearts of others, but we can control how we engage in the conflict and division around us. Hebrews 12:14 says, "Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord." Peace is not optional for Christians. It is a command. We are called to pursue peace actively and intentionally. And peace is not just the absence of conflict. It is the presence of justice, love, and reconciliation. Jesus is our ultimate peacemaker. Christ Himself is the ultimate example of what it means to be a peacemaker. Jesus came to reconcile a broken world to the Father, bringing peace where there was enmity and division. Ephesians 2:14 and 16 says, "For He Himself is our peace. He who has made the two one has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in His flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in Himself one new humanity out of two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which He put to death their hostility." Jesus is not just the giver of peace. He is our peace. He came to break down the walls of division. In this passage, between Jew and Gentile, but always between God and humanity. Through His death and resurrection, He brought reconciliation and peace where there had been only hostility. As His followers, we are called to bring that same peace into the world around us. John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Jesus offers a peace that the world cannot give. His peace is not circumstantial. It transcends the chaos and violence of the world. It is a peace that guards our hearts and minds, even in the most difficult times. As Christians, we are not meant to be shaken by the turmoil around us, but to stand firm in the peace that Jesus provides. The peace of Christ must live in our hearts. In the midst of the violence and unrest of our world, we must first allow the peace of Christ to reign in our hearts. Colossians 3:15 says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace, and be thankful." The word "rule" here means to act as an umpire. When we let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts, it governs our thoughts, our attitudes, our actions. It helps us to navigate difficult situations and to respond in ways that reflect Christ's love and grace. In a world filled with hatred, we are called to be a reflection of Christ's peace. Friends, I'm Bill Miller, pastor of Redeemer Covenant Church in Liverpool, New York. I am blessed to be today your pastor for the day. God bless you.